You're listening to Bloomberg Markets with Lisa Abramowitz and Paul Sweeney on Bloomberg Radio.
If you speak with any chief executive or chief financial officer of a big company, the buzzword today is artificial intelligence. How do you use it? How can we best get ahead of our competitors by understanding our business and deploying it in a way that makes our employment more efficient? Joining us now is someone who knows a lot about it, Don White, Chief Executive Officer and founder of Satisfy Labs in New York. So, Don, before we get into sort of the big conundrum of where artificial intelligence can be deployed right now and in the future, just give us a sense of what Satisfy Labs is.
Satisfy Labs is an AI knowledge management platform. That means we take information data and convert it into a way that machines can understand. Big buzzword around AI is that machines can learn. Well, for them to learn, they need to be taught in a specific format and specific verbiage.
So what are some of the early investors, like, who are you doing business with right now?
Our last round was led by Major League Baseball. We've also worked with the Broadway community, a company called Broadway Eye, which is a consortium of producers and theater owners. And then Red Light Management, which is the largest independent music agency, is also bought in for the entertainment and music festival business.
So what do you do for Major League Baseball if I go to Citi Field, for example?
Citi Field, the company started out of Citi Field. We were looking at a menu, and there was a question one of my co-founders asked, hey, you know they have bacon on a stick here. And we said, hey, how could we find bacon on a stick? So we started promoting that idea, and fans asked, where can I get bacon on a stick? And the whole idea kind of flew from that.
That is a unique story about how an AI data management company...
Define bacon on a stick.
Yeah, bacon on a stick, that's how. I guess that my question is, when we talk about AI, it can be deployed in a whole host of different ways across a whole host of different industries. Just to give people a sense of what we're talking about, is this basically being to call somebody, call a company up, and have a robot speak to you in a sufficient way? Is it the concept of predicting a fan's behavior? I mean, what exactly are you trying to cater to in the AI sort of umbrella?
The future format is messaging. Messaging will be both chat and voice. It's really about collecting all the exact answers to questions so that you're not going through some tree, but getting exactly what you need based on your query. So all the technology companies right now are focused on getting their information in a format or a way that now when you do go on to chat, you can get exactly what you need right away.
How predictable are we? Do we just ask the same questions over and over again, us humans?
We have reviewed 9 million questions in just stadiums. And about 80% of them are very similar, but what you'll find is I have 65 different ways to ask where the bathroom is, and it's really interesting to see how people approach that very common question with their own little skew.
We're really boring,
yes,
Paul. That's essentially what the nuts and bolts of this are.
So what's your relationship with Apple?
So we are a developer. We support the platform. So Apple Business Chat has enabled our technology to be put through in LAFC and some of the other stadiums.
So LAFC is Los Angeles Football
Club.
Okay, that's soccer.
That
right?
is soccer.
Thank you. Just look at me.
So if you go to the game tonight, you'll be able to leverage Apple Business Chat to get a beer at a express location. So you can order your beer, pay for it through Apple Pay on your Apple iPhone or iPad, and then go walk up and get it right away and go back to your seat.
So which industries have most effectively used AI already?
So AI is heavy in retail. It's now becoming much larger in sports and entertainment, tourism. You'll start to see the transportation companies pick up on it. Pharma, obviously, is another good opportunity, the health area. And I think just the whole food and beverage industry, like we're working with some large brands, both on the beverage side, that are interested in how this data could change the way they predict products. What are people looking for versus what are people getting is a huge area AI can step in.
Well, and I think that this is actually super important because people think about it from a messaging standpoint and from you calling someone up and not knowing whether you're dealing with a human or a robot. But when I've talked to CFOs in particular before, what they say is we want to understand what to create next and basically how to telegraph demand, sort of the way Netflix does, right, with shows. It's fascinating to me, Paul.
Yeah, what are some of the other applications here? So I kind of get the stadium thing. What are some of the retail applications of this?
So retail is simple as navigating a store. Like you walk into a store, and if you do talk to a person and get guided to a location or a product, the store brand never knows you wanted that product. So this fulfills a demand curve, which is like what you just said, is if you could provide a digital messaging way to get what people want instead of talking necessarily to a person and looking for the staff, you now know what people are looking for and how you could better stock and provide product.
I love what this tells us about humans. What have you learned about humans as you try to recreate and teach computers about them?
You know, there's a concept in search called the long tail. It means that we all assume that 70% of the things were common. But once you try to conquer that last 30%, all of our interests do become quite unique and personalized. So what I've learned is that we think very broadly about customers, but this personalization move will require AI to really get to what your needs are and my needs are and sell to me what I can consume.
Who do you compete against?
I mean, there's other companies out in the market. I won't give them any airtime,
right?
Because that's not something that I would do. But there are companies trying to solve the same problem, but we are very dominant in our industry because of our investor group and the people that we've worked with.
Got it. Donnie White, thanks so much for joining us. Donnie is the CEO and founder of Satisfy Labs, based here in New York City. See, another example of some cool tech in New York City. It's not all in Silicon Valley.
Oh, look at that. Way to plug the house that you're trying to sell.
Yes, exactly.
I will say, I do find it really interesting that we learn more about ourselves as we try to teach computers
right.
about us sometimes than we would otherwise. And,
I kind of like the beer application, you know, because the worst
of course
thing
you
at,
like the beer
worst
application.
Thing at a stadium, you go into a baseball game, is you get there and there's a line of 30 people and you miss an inning and a half and it's just not worth it. So
I mean, bacon on a stick.
Bacon
That's what
on
we
a
all have wanted to know all this time.
Bacon on a stick. Coming up, we'll have more. This is Bloomberg.